Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's music here.
You'd need... Oh, yeah, if you played it out loud, if you had headphones in, wouldn't they fall out? It'd be difficult.
No, depends
on the headphones you got. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, you've got those fancy ones, don't you? That stain your ear.
Best thing I've ever bought, my new Beats headphones. They wrap around your ear. I can run, I can jump.
Is that sponsored?
No, but I mean, if at Beats by Dre, if you're listening, Apple.
Yeah, 100%.
Apple own them, so.
Yeah, well, Jimmy's already got a pair, so at Beats by Dre, if you want to... sort out the rest of the team.
Do you remember when I got those free AirPods and you were filthy?
Yeah.
That's the angriest you've ever been.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been angrier than that. That's piss poor if that's the angriest I've ever been.
Do you know my...
No, I mean at me.
Oh, at you. Yeah,
because you're like, why didn't you ask for two pairs?
Whatever happened to those? Have you still got them?
Yeah, they're my AirPods.
Oh, they're the
that
ones that you got?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My... Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
My mum got a free pair of AirPods.
This better be a good story.
No, she got a free pair of AirPods because she found them on the ground in a car park.
Oh, I've heard... You've told me about this. Yeah.
And my sister got her free AirPods from the Lost and Found at work.
Well, not free. Your sister stole from the Lost and Found and your mum found a pair on the ground.
Neither cost money.
So if we've learned anything, Nate's the only one who's paid for his headphones.
And you're not happy about it.
I'm not bloody happy about it. Yeah. Didn't find them, didn't steal them, didn't get given them.
Yeah. To be, they did ask me, they're like, does Nathan want a pair? I'm like, nah.
Doesn't need them.
To be fair, that was that early stage when people had AirPods. And you were like, I'm going to lose them.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
They got no wires? Yeah. How do they work? Yeah. You were very anti them. So I said no.
I was anti them, which is, I'll back him up there. Yeah. I was anti them and now I'm so on them. But now I'm a little bit off them.
You off them again?
Yeah, because they're falling out of my ear. You know, I get sweaty ear.
I need new ones at Apple because the charge is gone. My charge stays for only about 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
30 seconds. 30 minutes. Sorry.
30 well, ask Grace's sister steals them, so if you want.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, choo-choo Tuesday. Yes, indeed, Jim. That train pulling out of the station once again. Your platform, it can only be Hit 100.9. The only real platform you want to get on the train at.
Certainly.
You know what I mean? You don't want to get on at Dodgyville. No, you want to get on a Hit 100.9.
Dodgyville.
Takes you out to Narnia, this train, doesn't it? I don't know. Somewhere fun, isn't it?
Have you been drinking?
Yes. I'm glad you
Dodgyville
noticed.
And get off at Narnia.
Have you never heard of Dodgyville before? My parents always say Dodgyville.
Are you referencing Narnia, the
Narnia
book?
Yeah,
movie,
because it's fun. You know what I mean? And they get on a magical train, which they love. And
no,
everyone talks about that train. Isn't it?
I haven't seen it, but I'm quietly confident
that they got on a train.
You Google there's no train in Narnia.
Don't they get on the Narnia train?
No, they walk through a wardrobe.
Oh, well, my idea's better.
No, that's Lion Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's they go to Narnia.
No.
Lion Witch in the Wardrobe is Narnia.
She's confused.
You got train, Harry Potter.
Yes.
Every year. Why wouldn't you say that? You're just a Harry Potter fan.
Because I always lean into the Harry Potter gear, so I thought I'd branch out in Narnia gear.
Oh, Lord of the Rings, when Legolas gets on the train.
Frodo, quick, we've got to get rid of the ring.
What is that
Jump
accent?
On the train.
Is this the express train to Mordor? Tickets, please.
Mr. Frodo, we don't have time to get on the train. We've missed it.
We're going to have to Uber. But my credit card's not set up on the app.
Who's taking the credit card?
My precious.
Oh, buddy, Gollum's got the credit card.
Oh, Gollum's got the credit card. He always does.
Anything from the trolley lab?
Just taters.
What a better movie it would be. I'll tell you what, it'd be quicker, wouldn't it? Because Lord of the Rings goes for about 3.5 hours.
There's three films.
Because they're walking.
Yeah.
Imagine if they're on a train. God, it'd be like a mini-series.
Certainly would,
over
mate.
In 20 minutes. They got there. What was I talking about?
You're drinking. You need to stop.
Today? No, that's what I was talking about.
What's wrong with you? You didn't say anything, then you made noises.
Well, I can just hear Grace laughing out there. You shush.
You win.
We're doing Alpha Bucks Blitz today.
No, we're not.
Yes, we
you
are.
Might be fired. You might not make it down.
This has been the best content ever.
Are you good?
I'm good, mate.
Okay.
I'm good.
It's just the start of the show was a bit of a hot mess.
No, it was fun, I reckon.
Nathan, I want to chat about the Trans-Tasman Honey War.
Would you like Swedish or English?
Swedish. Honey, Say what you want about ABBA, but they got some bops. Yes, the Honey War, mate, over the naming rights of Manuka Honey.
Oh, I've heard about this, yes.
Okay, so Manuka Honey, it's getting a lot of popularity at the moment in Hollywood. Mm. A lot of people over in Hollywood are eating it and claiming it has health benefits.
Oh, they love that.
So that I think that's what started this, because now there's all this money in Manuka Honey.
Well, once the influencers...
Money. Oh, they do have a money song
too. They have money.
Oh, my God, did they just write the same song twice?
Oh, they've just slowed it down. Haven't they? So they've got this is their song that they've made about Manuka Honey.
You can't tell me that's not the same song sped up. You can't.
It's the same song. No.
Take back all those nice things I said about ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lazy, really.
It is. It's just they're awful songwriters. Bjorn, more like Bjorn. Producer Grace, you got a thing to add?
Bjorn is the correct pronunciation.
Bjorn?
Yes.
Oh, well, obviously.
we now know it's the correct pronunciation, don't we?
So New Zealand Manuka Honey producers have applied for a trademark to stop other producers, mainly in Australia, mainly here in Tasmania, from using the word on their products. Now, they're claiming it's a Maori term and it's exclusive to their country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a reminder, 100 grams of pure Manuka honey can cost up to $130.
Yeah, it's expensive, isn't
it? 100 times more than the regular price of honey. So the Tasmanian Beekeepers Association president, old Lindsay Burke.
Oh, we love Lindsay Burke. Lindsay B, he goes by.
He's compiling some evidence, mate, to fight New Zealand in this trademark war. Oh. He said, we actually found and submitted some late evidence, which actually caused the New Zealand court case to be delayed a couple of months. We found that one of our beekeepers, Tasmanian Honey Company's Julian Wolfenhagen, started using Manuka as a name and labelling and selling jars more than 40 years ago, well before anywhere in New Zealand started using it and making it.
How can he know that, though?
So apparently the Manuka is a tree, so that's been around in New Zealand forever. That's where you get it from here as well. We have the same tree, but it is a New Zealand tree. But we've apparently been making honey from the Manuka tree longer than they have, with the bees. The bees, obviously, the big part there.
No, you got to be careful saying that. Because if it's
allegedly,
if it's a Maori word, what's to say that the Maoris weren't making this years ago, hundreds of years ago.
No, you're so right.
You know what I mean?
Apparently they weren't. Apparently the bees make it, though, don't they, the honey?
Well, the bees make it, yes, of course.
Have you seen the bee movie?
No, is that Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it.
This is pretty much the plot of the bee movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Jerry Seinfeld's a talking bee and he goes to court and he's like, the humans need to get their hands off my honey. Pretty much the same thing.
Oh, really? It's the same thing.
Pretty much. What's wrong, Producer Grace?
Why are you so mad today?
I thought bee movie was about a woman falling in love with a bee.
Have you seen the bee movie?
No, but that's...
What? No, you're thinking Beauty and the Beast.
No, bee movie is about a woman leaving her husband for a bee.
No, it's and then they get on a train in Narnia.
Nath, I've had an absolute mare at Hill Street Grocers.
You can't do it at the fancy grocer, mate.
Yeah, okay, so...
Do it anywhere else.
I realised, I don't think I've been... No, I've been to Hill Street before, but I went to the one... there's one in West Hobart.
Yeah, that's the OG. That's the one on Hill Street.
The big, proper... So I hadn't been to that one before. Excuse me, I get emotional telling the story. I'll tell you a bit of the backstory. So I went there on Sunday, and on Saturday night I got some takeaway. I got some Mexican.
Oh, nice!
And anyway, they stuffed up my order, but in a positive way. They gave me double corn chips and double salsa.
Oh, it's like a stuff up that you're happy with.
You're happy with, yeah. But then I did order some guacamole.
How
dip.
Good is it when you get a good stuff up?
Oh, extra foods or seven Love nuggets that. When you order six,
And you never complain. Love it. No. Never complain.
So I had that Saturday night, but then I was like, well, I've got these extra corn chips and salsa, but I need a bit of guac.
Yeah,
need a bit. So I thought I'd go to Hill Street. I can't even tell you why. I was like...
You just felt like you're in a Hill Street mood.
I was like...
You felt a bit bougie.
Yeah. there's times, I'm not going to lie, when I'm in Hill Street, I sell and make it fresh.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't be there.
No, you don't
I need to go
there.
Back to Woolies.
You don't
I need to go
there.
Back to Coles.
No.
I'm like,
you know,
you're
not from here.
Anyway, so I go to Hill Street. Yeah. And that place, place is heaving. It's like 2 o'clock on Sunday.
But absolutely. People love it. It's heating all the time.
I didn't realise it was so busy because the car park's a nightmare to get in there. Finally get in. Anyway, so I go in.
You know someone's busy when they have a car park director.
Director, yeah.
Yeah.
So I go in and I'm only getting two avocados. Got really lucky, touched them, gave them the squeeze test.
Oh, nice.
They were right.
You're not supposed to do that anymore, but I still do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, no, you can't do it by look.
No.
Yeah.
So
that
I grabbed
looks
two.
Ripe.
Grad two, they're all good. And then I'm like, well, I've come all this way and there's a massive line.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna get something else.
Yeah.
So
you're not waiting in line for two abs.
Two abs. So I get because I've been a bit sick, and people keep telling me ginger's good for when you're sick.
Yep.
And I have been smashed a little ginger, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna treat myself, I have a little ginger beer. So
nice.
I got a Gillespie's ginger beer.
Non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, I'll get that.
Well, not
so,
of course, because
I'm lining up. I've got one little bottle of Gillespie's. Mm-hmm. Two ever goes. Meanwhile, people got baskets. They've done their weekly shop.
Yeah, because they've been waiting in line for 25 minutes.
Yeah. So I finally get the front. Lady's really lovely. Buy the avocados, get the thing. Anyway, I get home and I realise I hadn't been in my car for like 3-4 days because I've been sick.
You've been sick.
Gone anywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything. And I realised there's gym towel. It's a bit of a mess. Mm. So I'm like, I've got to take it.
Rare for your car too. Not quite clean.
Well, just I think because I went to the gym during the week last week, but I never cleaned it. Mm. So I'm grabbing anything out, but I didn't have a bag to put anything in.
Mm.
So I've got the avocados and the ginger beer close to me.
Yeah,
but then I've started
them on your chest.
I've started piling stuff up.
Mm.
So I've got out of the car. As I've got out of it, because I'm in my driver's seat, piled everything up on top of me. I'm good to go. Open the door, get out, and as I've got out, first of all, the ginger beer slid out from the middle of everything.
Oh, no.
Hit the ground, shattered.
Glass bottle gone.
Just gone everywhere.
Yeah.
It's done. Then one of the avocados falls out, rolls down. There's a drain next to my car, rolls into the drain. Gone.
What do you mean? How big are the drain grate?
It's like, it's not a grate. It's like where stormwater comes down. So it's a hole.
Oh,
it's an avocado sized hole.
Sure. So you've created a blockage at your unit block.
So I don't know. Avocado's gone into that, rolled down, gone, can't get it. So now, by the way, it took me, I'm not even kidding you, to leave home to go get two avocados and one Gillespie's ginger beer. Probably took me about an hour and a half. I've got one avocado.
One avocado.
Out of the whole effing situation.
And this is why we shop at Woolies,
yeah,
mate.
So I'm never coming back.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yes, it is Jimmy Nat's age game. Everybody has an age, Jim. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. We both look in an age. If we get it wrong, then they win. If you want to play, 13-10-60. Jump on the phones right now. Of course, the official scorekeeper, Producer Grace.
Yeah, whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years between your guesses and our caller's age wins. Both of you had a shocker last week, unfortunately. Nath was 12 years off.
Yeah,
Jimmy was 11 years off.
Couple of blowouts, weren't there?
There's been a few blowouts in the last couple of weeks.
Lucky we're not working as a team. God, if we were playing like another radio station in the age game, that would not have worked well for us.
Oh, what radio station would you want to play in the age game?
No, we'd play, what's his name, over
ABC.
At ABC, yeah. Leon.
Rick Goddard and Leon.
Leon Compton.
Jimmy and Nath versus Rick and Leon.
Quick, how old are they?
Ooh.
Rick would be
20-something.
Yeah.
Good-looking roosters.
And Leon, fresh 18, I reckon.
Leon's like 50.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out. They're good people.
Nah,
doing
we
good
love
things.
Those guys. Good on
I do love them. They're good. Shout out to Rick's kid too, Oscar.
Oscar Goddard. Oscar Goddard. Big fan of this show.
Mm. Yeah.
Sucked in.
So despite your blowouts last week, there's still only 5 years between the two of you. So Jimmy's on 59, Nate's on 64.
Okay.
All right. It's still close.
Still anyone's
game. And we're blowing out by 10 years.
Yeah, considering a 12 and 10-year blowout, you know.
That's what I mean. It's easy anyone's game.
Absolutely.
It could go the other way.
Mm. Considering our performance, now I don't know if that's a testament to how bad we're playing.
I just feel like we're not on at the moment, but that's fine.
We're not. But it'll come back. We've got the whole year, mate.
We play this game all year.
We have the whole year.
Which I regret every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we'll play it again.
Yeah.
It's that time. What are we, April, May? Yeah. I'm like,
it's the real slog now, isn't it?
It
we
is.
Just push through and then back in September, it'll heat up again.
It will.
Remember, we'll push through.
September finals.
Yeah, and we need Hobart. We need your help. 13-10-60. Jump on the phones right now. Let us guess your age. We'll ask a few questions. We'll both lock in an age. Best bit about it for you, Hobart. We get it wrong, you win. Hobart, we need somebody to play the age game. It's where we guess somebody's age, Jim. Most of the time, we get it wrong, which means it's a guaranteed win for the people of Hobart. And today, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw an exclusive Summer Brekkie, Jimmy Nath, Producer Grace and Russell Coit mug on there as well.
Oh, one of the great mugs.
And these things are very hard to come by. In fact, the only place you can get them is by winning them from us. I'm going to put one on the line right now if we get get it wrong. 13 10 60.
I'd be surprised if another radio station gave away a Jimmy and Nath producer Grace Russell Coit mug. Just be a weird thing for another show to have.
Well, the only way they'd be able to get one is if someone won them on this station and then donated it to a different radio station.
Or a different radio station called us, was listening, won it for themselves and then gave it away.
Wouldn't that be cheeky, wouldn't it?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't put anything past those other radio stations, mate.
I'd kind of be into that, though. You know what I mean? Because it's extra promo for the boys.
Mate, how many times have we been out and about in Hobart and other radio stations mention what we're doing?
100%.
What are they doing? I couldn't tell you.
Absolutely. No idea. What even are the other stations?
I'm busy coming up with age game and things.
And something else.
We got Elmo on the show before 7:30.
Look at the phones, by the way. The mugs, I tell you. Yeah. We need to get more, mate. I'll talk to Big Mickey.
To be fair, I'll be honest. Sometimes we talk absolute rubbish and then you go, don't tell us, you give us a call right now. We guess your age is there. People probably didn't even know they had to call.
No, you're right. Oh, no, I'm going to say, Kerry from Glenorchy. Hey, Kerry, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Kerry, were you just calling for a mug or do you want to play the age game?
I'll play the age game.
Play the age game.
Okay. But you don't really want the mug, do you, Kerry?
Oh, yeah, okay, why not?
No, you do want the mug, Kerry.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you absolutely...
She doesn't seem stoked about
Kerry,
the mug.
What would you prefer, to play the age game or to win the mug?
Win the mug.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to do the age game.
Yeah. Kerry, do you want to do the age game?
Yeah, all right.
Why don't we just do a real rapid one? 36.
Okay. This is... You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do rapid. Why not? 36.
34.
Okay. hang on. I didn't even get to do the... Hang on. 36, 34.
34. Right.
This is a new one, Kerry. We've gone real, real rapid.
I've panicked.
Just a new one. Because last week we did the whole stretch out and we were 12 and 11 years old.
So it's fine.
All right, so I've locked in 36. What have you locked in, Jim?
34.
I've 36, panicked. 34. Kerry, are either of those ages correct?
No, sorry, I'm 30.
30? Well, we did better than last week. Kerry, you've scored yourself a mug. Well done, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, Kerry. The most rapid age game. Even producer Grace, she's been on the phones going, what, is it over?
Yeah, we've done it. It's over.
It's it. Good morning. Jim, this story's been all over the news last week and it is heartbreaking. It's about the $160,000 Big Bird costume. This music doesn't really do it justice because it's a sad story, but yes, this is Sesame Street. Was stolen from the Sesame Street-themed circus in Adelaide. The circus was forced to pull the character, that's Big Bird, from the shows, leaving fans absolutely heartbroken. As you can understand, people want to go and see the star of the show. And then officers found it dumped at the circus with a letter of apology stuffed in its beak. Now, the apology was from the Big Bird Bandits. And it said, that's what they call themselves, the Big Bird Bandits. And it just said, it's a big burden.
So they're doing gear.
A big burden.
You sure you didn't steal it?
Yeah, it was me. and they returned it. But the thing is now, officers have now arrested the people.
The bird.
The Big Bird Bandits.
It was an inside job. Big Bird did it to himself. We've got him.
So apparently there were two men, allegedly between 26 and 22, charged with theft and trespassing. Get this. Because of the price of the Big Bird costume being $160,000, they could potentially face jail time if convicted because technically it's grand larceny.
Because it's cost so much.
Because of how big the amount stolen was and how expensive this thing is. For those of you who don't know, the Big Bird costume, 213 centimetres tall, made from ostrich feathers.
From real bird feathers.
Real bird feathers. Isn't that just ironic, isn't it? No,
it's a
birds
big bird.
Were harmed in that. Yes, they were. Flown in from New York as well. So there's also transport costs and a lot of money surrounding
the
Big Bird costume.
I could be wrong with this, but I believe all Sesame Street, because there's a few costumes, but all of it comes from New York because that's where Sesame Street is.
Yeah, Sesame Street is in New York.
There is a
set
street
in New York. Yeah, yeah. Well, how dare you? Don't you inverted commas me?
In New York. No, you know there is a Sesame Street now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember they changed the name of that street.
Yeah, they put it in there.
But that's where their headquarters are, so they have to get approval so all the stuff looks the same and is the same.
Mm, 100%. But I don't know. Stealing it, then putting it back. You know what I mean? You're going to get yourself into a big draw. Imagine.
Look, I'll be honest. It's a circus, right? There's probably Bevragino's there. Some people have had a few
brew. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've probably thought about stealing a Big Bird costume.
Okay, okay, here's the next question. Done it, if it's $160,000, why is it just lying there for 22 and 26-year-old Big Bird bandits being able to grab?
But we don't
I mean, surely lock her up.
Well, we don't know where it was, though, do we?
No, we don't know where it was, but
you're saying it needs more protection.
It needs more protection.
So you're not blaming the thieves. You're
Look, the thieves did the wrong thing, but also, you know what I mean? If it's that valuable, don't just leave it on the street.
You're going to make a great lawyer. Look, my client did steal the diamond rings, but they were left out in the store.
How do you know it wasn't hard rubbish? You know what I mean? Could have been an old costume. Who knows?
The ring easily came off the old lady's finger. My client didn't know that she wanted it.
Jim, I thought there was only one person we can talk to about this devastating issue. It's somebody...
Dr. Eric Verla.
Our bird guy. No, unavailable. But I'll tell you who is available. Somebody who we haven't spoken to for a very long time. Now, this is for COVID reasons that we haven't spoken to him for a very long time because they've been overseas.
Mm.
I don't know, you've been talking to him a little bit.
New York's been, you know, they've had a lot of lockdowns and stuff. So this bloke, as I said, Sesame Street's in New York. He's been busy, but he's a friend of ours.
He is a friend of ours. Sometimes a little bit sassy, though.
A little bit sassy.
So, last time he whinged, I believe he whinged about how high the chairs were last time.
Look, he... Can I say who it is?
Yeah, you say who it is.
Elmo.
It's Elmo.
Elmo's joining us on the show next. And look, Elmo, they film Sesame Street in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then he does a lot of late night. You'd see him on Jimmy Fallon, Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon, the lesser known late night.
Hey, I'm going for a shower. Can you pass me Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, he's on with James Snowden.
No, he does a lot. He's not happy.
Look, okay, he whinges in the morning.
Yes,
he's a whinger.
He's not a morning person.
So if we can organise, I don't know if Elmo's here yet. Can we organise a coffee or something for him, Grace?
I think he only drinks decaf.
Okay, well,
but he's met Elmo. Yeah. He doesn't need.
He does. Yeah, well, I just don't want him to whinge.
I think he drinks green tea or something.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that he often whinges when he comes in.
Yeah. Well, he's not a morning person. We've got Elmo. What do you want?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get.
What other show's got Elmo?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's done the rounds. Please welcome Elmo.
It's Jimmy and Nath and Elmo.
Hey, it's me, it's Elmo. And I love Jimmy and Nath.
On Hit 100.9.
Elmo!
Elmo's here. Elmo's here.
Welcome back, buddy. We haven't had you in the studio in a very long time.
No, Elmo's been on a very long quarantine.
Oh, why?
Elmo, just sleepy, tired.
Right.
Elmo doesn't like COVID. Elmo doesn't like masks either.
You don't like mass?
I don't like maths, and I don't like
mass. As in like the religious... Oh, I thought you said mass. Like you've been going to church, have you?
No, Elmo doesn't like mass. As in like big weights.
Oh, okay.
Elmo doesn't like weights. Elmo doesn't like maths.
Yeah.
Elmo doesn't like price.
Yeah.
And Elmo doesn't like maths.
Have you been watching Married at First Sight?
Elmo watches Married at First Sight.
Have you got a favourite character or you just don't really like it?
No, Elmo's... much like everyone else, Elmo forgot everyone once the season finished.
Oh, right. Because you know a lot of those people could eventually appear on Breakfast Radio, Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo will only appear on Jimmy and Nate on Hit 100.9.
Okay, are you just saying that? Or are you going to walk
producer
over to someone?
Grace paid Elmo.
All right, Elmo, let's talk about the big issue. I mean, of course, Jimmy and I just spoke about the fact that Big Bird's costume was stolen.
Yeah, it's been stolen, Elmo.
What do you think of that?
Look, Elmo can give you the exclusive.
Oh, okay, you got an exclusive.
Elmo paid those two guys to take the costume.
Really?
Elmo's sick of Big Bird because Big Bird's really tall and Elmo's had an... Big Bird needs to remember his place.
Okay.
It's Elmo, then it's Oscar the Grouch, then it's Kermit.
Kermit's a Muppet, Elmo.
Elmo forgot. He's in Sesame Street again. It's just about Elmo.
Cookie Monster?
Cookie's maybe second.
Okay, it just sounds like you're supposed to be red, but it sounds like you're a little bit green with envious.
That's funny.
We got hits and gigs tickets after 7.
Elmo's a little pissed off, Nate. Because Big Bird's walking around.
Okay.
You know, Elmo's little. Like, he's not, you know, sick little, of Big Bird.
You pack a punch, though, Elmo.
Elmo does. Elmo's got
you
hands.
Do realise, though, if you're claiming that you were the person who paid those people to steal the Big Bird
Elmo
costume.
Elmo didn't say that.
Yeah, you absolutely said that. We'll go back to the tapes. You do realise that's grand larceny and you could be involved and go to jail. How would Elmo go in jail?
The count. You know the count?
Yeah.
That's Elmo's lawyer.
All he can do is count.
Yeah, he called Elmo earlier and he goes, Elmo going to jail for 10 years. Sorry, Elmo doesn't do a good count impression.
Has anyone ever tried to steal your clothes before? Obviously, we know what happened with the Big Bird issue. Anyone tried to steal any of your things before?
Yeah, some people have stolen Elmo's things, but Elmo doesn't like to wear clothes because Elmo has fur. Elmo's like a dog.
Yeah, you don't have many things, Elmo, do you?
No, Elmo,
you're not materialistic.
Elmo, you know, just in case Elmo's waiting for his big break. Right. Elmo loves Sesame Street, but Elmo could be in movies. Elmo could be on Netflix.
What kind of movies?
Elmo sees himself in like the Marvel movies.
What about St. Elmo's Fire?
That's great, but Elmo doesn't know what that is.
Starring Rob Lowe.
You know, I don't know who he is either.
You don't know who he is either?
No.
All right. So you reckon Marvel? You reckon you could be in a Marvel
movie?
Elmo
could be Iron Red Man.
Iron Red Man.
Yeah, because okay. Robert Downey Jr.'s done and it's almost time.
What would your superpower be?
Being red and furry.
I don't think that's a superpower.
And laughing.
It would work. It was.
Yeah, no.
Certainly scared people off.
Elmo hasn't thought that far through, Nate.
All right, so, I mean, we're getting off topic, Elmo, because, I mean, you are here to give us the exclusive and talk about the Big Bird costume. Now, obviously, we know you were joking. It wasn't you that paid.
No, Elmo was upset. Why didn't someone try and steal Elmo?
You're upset that you weren't stolen?
Well, because I thought Elmo was everyone's favorite.
Yeah, but that's probably why they didn't want to steal you. You know what I mean? Because they wanted you to be on stage
still. No, you're so right, yeah.
Because if you get stolen, then no one else can see you on the stage.
If you were going to...
What's funny?
You right, Elmo? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm just really enjoying having Elmo here.
If you were going to steal someone, Nate, who would you steal?
Oh, that's a good question. It wouldn't be you.
No, thank you, Elmo. I appreciate you.
Probably Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
I feel like he gets me.
Yeah, you look like the Cookie Monster.
What does that mean?
You look like you've had a few.
And everybody loves to laugh. Everybody loves to drink. Everybody loves to win prizes, which is why we wanted to combine all of these things in a comedy gala like no other. We launched it yesterday. It is called Jimmy and A's Hits and Gigs.
Still got nothing made.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, well, our audio guy's on holidays at the moment, so we're going to have to just go with... which makes sense, because, you know, you tell jokes and then after there's a... Oh, we can do this. Hits and Gigs.
If you love laughing and you love prizes and drinking, then we've got the game for you.
Oh, we just had Elmo, now we've got Jerry, which is huge.
Wow, we get all the celebrities.
Star-studded. Yeah. It's all happening. I'll let it go. Oh, it just stopped. I thought it was going to go for a lot longer.
That's all she said.
Oh, hang on. It's all happening. The 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom. And Jim, we've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show. These have been hand-picked. Live music from our very own Shawnee B. Free drinks and also plenty of prizes. So much is happening on the night. It is on a Friday, which we discussed yesterday. Awesome news. Awesome news on a Friday, of course. Most people don't have to wake up for work the next morning. Kind of let your hair down a little bit. Go out. Go out afterwards.
Untuck that ponytail, Hobart.
Oh, 100%. Untuck the belt. You know what I mean? Don't even wear a belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have a party.
Yeah. sort of five-course degustation.
Now, we are giving away exclusive tickets right now, 13 10 60. You've got to jump on the phones, though, because we don't have many tickets to give away. This is the only place where you can score them.
It is a paid event. You can buy tickets to go.
You can buy tickets.
But we do have some to give away.
Yeah, to win them for free, you've got to get them from us right now. Now, we said yesterday that we would announce at least one of the other comedians performing today.
I thought we'd have a big opener. But anyway.
Well, we don't have a big opener.
Then you do that.
Yeah, I'll do the boom tish. All right, one of them, and this is huge. This is one of my biggest names on there, because he's also known as the Crips Ambassador. Mick Davies, local Tasmanian legend.
Yeah.
You've seen him, of course, as the Crips Ambassador, which is his alter ego.
Hello, Tasmania!
Oh, Crips!
Bread tags!
We've had Elmo, Jerry Seinfeld, and the Crips Ambassador.
And now we've got Crips Ambassador. We don't even need him performing on the night. Now, if you want to win these tickets, 13 10 60, we don't have many to give away. It's very simple. All you need to do is call the show and laugh. Because if we are throwing a local Tassie comedy gala, hits and gigs.
And for those that don't know, Nath will be doing some stand-up. So we need to guarantee some laughs in the crowd.
What's the opposite of a headliner?
If you've ever listened to the show and gone, I wonder what Nate's like if he's funny.
Yeah.
This is your
option. Yeah, not the headliner, I'm the footliner. I'm the sock.
You're the warm-up.
Yeah, I'm the warm-up. I'm the warm-up to the proper comedians.
You're the hamstring stretch to the 100-metre race.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm the star jump. I'm the star jump is what I'm doing. I'm just getting the blood warmed up and then the proper comedians will come out afterwards. But Jim, you and I are going to be hosting the night too, which would be good. So we will be there.
You'll be busy doing comedy, hosting,
so much on, giving
drinking,
away prizes,
eating.
All on a Friday. So if you want to win these tickets, 13 10 60, as Jim said, we want to reward good laughers because we need you to be a good laugher. We just need you to call the show, 13 10 60, laugh for us, and you score yourself a double pass to Jimmy Nace Hits and Gigs at at Rest Point. Of course, Comedy the Casino, thanks to Joker's Comedy Club. Tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au. Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, if you want to come along to our Hits and Gigs, a Tassie Comedy Gala, we just need you to laugh. We need you to laugh for us because there's nothing like a comedy gala without some good laughers.
Yeah, no, look, some people can really enjoy comedy, and I'm one of them, and I'm not a big laugher.
You laugh on this show all the time.
Oh, it's fake.
But that's fine. You can be a fake laugher.
No, I don't find anyone funnier than you.
No, thank you, mate. I don't find anyone funnier than you.
It's true. Mm. We're just the funniest people that have ever.
Just ask us.
Just good looking, talented.
Oh, no, now you've lost me. Oh, no, you're doing jokes again.
Yeah.
Jokes again, obviously. Not good looking, definitely not talented.
No talent whatsoever.
All right. So this comedy gala, it's all happening on the 7th of May at Rest Point Casino in the showroom. We've got a star-studded lineup of local Tassie comedians, which is good. It's going to be hosted by you and I on the night, Jim. We've got heaps of prizes to give away. So there's going to be prizes the whole night. Live music with Shawnee B, our morning announcer afterwards, who's a great DJ. Also free drinks. Free drinks too, and it's all happening on a Friday, which is awesome. But as you said, we do need some good laughers before they can win tickets.
Some loud laughers.
All right, let's go to Christy from Oak Downs. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're going all right, Christy. Do you enjoy laughing? Do you like to laugh?
Yeah, I'm always laughing.
Oh, that's good. There's a little cheeky little giggle there from you, Christy.
I'm not looking for gigglers, though.
No, we are looking for laughers. No giggles. No snickering and no giggles. Okay. Yeah. So, Christy, what we're going to do before we give you these tickets, I'm going to play a little boom-tish as if there was a joke, and then we just need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh. If it's good enough, we'll bring you along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
All right, here we go, Christy. One of those silent laughers.
Let's go to Rebecca from Brighton.
Christy, I thought I heard you slapping your knee there. You were doing knee slapping. No, we need laughing, okay? So on the boom tish.
Okay.
It feels like one of my stand-up sessions. All right, Christy, I'm going to give you a boom tish. We need you to laugh, okay?
Yep.
Again, on the boom tish, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's very good, Christy. Well done. Well done. You had me nervous. You had me nervous, Christy. Yeah.
Not really sure what happened there the first time, Christy.
Did you not hear the boom tish?
Oh, I was waiting for a joke, and I completely forgot.
No
jokes on this show.
Very serious show. Christy, you come along to Hits and Gigs. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Beck from Brighton. Hello, Beck. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're going all right, Beck. You like to laugh.
Oh, you love a laugh.
Love a laugh.
Who doesn't, Beck? Am I right? Yeah.
Do you have a loud, boisterous laugh,
pretty
Beck?
Much. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Beck, before we bring you along to Hits and Gigs, you know the deal. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe you don't. I don't know.
I do.
We thought Christian.
Well, okay, if you know, then we won't explain it. We'll just do what we do and you do what you do.
Just go for it. Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Oh, so good. She knew what we were doing. Beck, you are coming along with Hits and Gigs, Beck. Well done.
Thank you, Tar.
There is one thing I just want to do. I know she's still on the phone, but I don't know if she's listening. I might just answer, play a boom tish,
and see
Chrissy from Oak Down, and see what happens, see if she can redeem herself. All right, ready?
What's good out there?
No sign of rain either, which is good. No clouds.
How about this? It's supposed to be 22 degrees this Saturday.
Oh.
And not a cloud in the sky.
And we're having a few froth for my birthday this Saturday too.
I'm going to send it.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, drink responsibly, but, you know.
I'm gonna Darcy it over the boundary.
I won't know my name if you come up to me. Hey, Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
You're talking to me, looking at me.
I've had two weekends doing nothing, so yeah, I'm allowed
time to really let the
dogs out.
The cat out of the bag, isn't it? Oof.
When I first met you, I was a lone wolf, and now I have a pack.
If you see dogs off the lead on the weekend, oof,
yeah,
that's your boys. All right. 13. Yeah, you're not happy with that comment, are you?
Absolutely not.
You're going to have dinner with us, but then we're going our separate ways, just so you know that.
Well, who's going to take care of you if you get too messy?
Yeah, I'll ring you later.
Yeah. You shouldn't have let us off the lead. Yeah.
I'll be turning my phone off.
You know those videos of dogs when the owner takes the lead off?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Grace is like, all right, guys, just have a few.
We're gone, mate. All right, here's the question I want to ask now. 131060, Hobart, jump on the phones. Do you have a secret tattoo? Do you have a tattoo that not many people know about? You know what I mean? A lot of people have these secret tattoos. Or maybe it was secret for a bit and then it kind of got found out.
A lot of people try to keep their tattoos, especially when you're younger, from their parents.
Yeah.
Because parents don't like the fact you've got one, so you've got to try and hide it somewhere.
So 131060, do you have a secret tattoo? Have you had a secret tattoo until it got found out? Jim, obviously, we've got to talk about it again. It's off the back of Peter Kick It In The Guts, Gutwin, and his Black Panther tattoo that we spoke about yesterday. Got revealed on his TikTok. Puppy underscore G, if you haven't seen it.
Pappy, I believe. Oh, mate, Pappy. You're saying that incorrectly.
I'm so sorry.
You idiot.
Pappy underscore G. his Black Panther tattoo was revealed on his right arm over the weekend when he got his COVID vaccine, sending social media into a frenzy. People had no idea that our Premier had this huge Black Panther tattoo on his arm. He says it was to commemorate his Taekwondo black belt. And apparently, on the other arm, he has another tat.
Which is it. And look, the one on his right arm, the Black Panther one, is quite large, but apparently the one on his left arm is even bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't, it's a mystery. We don't know what it is.
Our own Premier.
Secret tattoo.
Secret tattoos, which is why we're asking the question, 131060, do you have a secret tat? Maybe it got found out, Jim, as you said, maybe hiding it from your parents.
I was dating a girl once and it got to the point where we were both in the bedroom together.
Sure, absolutely. Well, was that where you found out?
Yeah. Well, heaps. Like, I'm talking like...
Oh, so many.
Like, I'm talking... So, like, she didn't have any on, like, her... Anything below the knee. She didn't have anything on her arms or, like, neck. But once she got naked, her whole chest, all her back...
Everything.
All her thighs... Just fully,
just
had no, I had no idea.
Really inked up.
Really inked up. But you wouldn't have.
Absolutely.
Didn't know. I've been on like 3 dates with her.
Well, this is a problem. No one in the team has a tattoo. I mean, Shawnee Bear Morning's announcer, but no one in the Direct Jimmy Nate team, you, me, producer Grace, none of us have
tats.
Not,
we're not cool enough.
We're not cool enough.
No.
Yeah, so we need people who are cool to call the show.
I never thought I'd say on my own radio show that Peter Gutwin's cooler than me.
Oh, he's always been cooler than you, mate.
Yeah, the Premier. Yeah.
All right.
Real cool cat.
Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, do you have a secret tat? Of course, after our Premier, Peter Gutwin has been discovered as having a Black Panther tat on his right arm after getting the COVID vaccine. It all happened on Pappy underscore G, his TikTok
account.
The most exciting thing, which is why we're trying to get him on, is because he's
Should I have a quick look at TikTok and see if I how many followers he got?
Oh yeah, how's he going?
Is it Pappy? Are they? Oh, he's got a blue tick.
He's got a blue tick. Why? Just because he's a poly?
No, oh, what a bloody loser! He's only got 941 followers.
One's about to go up because we just shouted him out.
We should do Instagram shout-outs. We used to do that.
Yeah, we used to do that. I don't know what happened.
Premier of Tasmania, authorised by Peter Gutwin, 53 John Street.
Was that his address? He's put his address on there.
Just set there.
Bold.
Well, we're not following you, mate.
We don't follow anybody.
No, we follow Shawnee B.
I'll follow Shawnee B, our mornings announcer. That's it.
How many followers are we up to?
I don't know.
48,000.
Mm-hmm. No blue tick, though.
Yeah, we didn't even need to get a Panther tattoo.
Sky from Denali. Hi, Sky. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Going all right, Sky. Do you have a secret tat?
Well, I have a secret tat. Well, it's not secret anymore, but I hid it from my mum nearly for 25 years.
25?
Oh, wow. What was the tat, Sky? When did you get it?
I got it when I was 18.
Right. Okay. And what was it of?
It's an outline of a seahorse.
Okay. One of the great tats.
So where was it that you managed to hide it for 25 years?
Well, basically when I got the tat done, I fainted and I wet myself.
Oh.
The tattooist was, I woke up to him mopping up my wee.
Oh. No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
I couldn't handle it, so I've never been back to get it finished. So I kept this outline hidden from my mum until I was about 30.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions.
There is so much to unpack here.
We'll come back to where the tattoo is. We'll go back to the wee. What did the tattoo artist say to you?
Well, he asked me if I was under the influence of anything. I won't say how he said it.
I want to ask, were you?
You know, I've thrown up in a cab before and they make you pay the $300 fee. Did you have to pay more because of the...
No, I just left and never went back.
Okay, so the tattoo is not finished, Sky.
No.
Just the outline.
Just the outline. So how much more needed to happen to it?
Well, it needed, circles to look colourful and beautiful. Yeah. It's just like this black outline.
Just a black
outline.
Okay,
so where is the outline of the seahorse?
It's on my thigh.
On your thigh.
And so, and you've never got it fixed, and have you ever got a tattoo since?
No.
So, okay, so your mum, when
this
did you,
the great Sky,
when did
you, you,
when did your mum realise that you had the tattoo?
We went on a holiday in Thailand, and I just couldn't hide it any longer. It was too hot.
And what was her reaction when she saw it?
She just laughed and said, "When did you get that done?"
And then, when I was 18. And did you tell her the wee story as well?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
What was she more disappointed at, Skye?
I don't think she was disappointed.
Well, she's proud. That was great. Thank you, Skye.
That's probably a cow. That's probably a quarter of the week.
Well done, Skye. Wow. The old wee seahorse. So much to unpack. Oh.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.